Hi, what's your name, sir?
Tim.
And, Tim, what do you think about the march? Is it an exercise in futility or, you know, is there some hope in the numbers here and the enthusiasm
there's
of the crowd?
There's always hope. There's always hope. And it's just a clear statement that some people really know right from wrong and aren't in denial about what's going on, like a lot of America is willfully in denial because they want cheaper gas, or more importantly, because they don't want to believe that their own government could send their own people off to die and kill lots of civilians. And these people are showing that they're not in denial of it. They have their family values. They have their right and wrong values straight. And I think that every human can relate to not wanting to be oppressed or endangered or killed. If every American thought, what if another country came in here and just said, we're just going to depose your dictator, but we're going to have to kill a few hundred thousand of you. Sorry about that, you know. I think if every American really thought about it and used that old golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, if they really thought about it, they wouldn't be happy about having bombs drop all over the place and people getting killed accidentally, which is probably most of the civilians who get killed, quote-unquote, accidentally.
And we don't see those pictures on the news.
We don't see those pictures on the news. The media is entirely compromised, and it's a whitewash. Most of them earn over $100,000, these people in the media. You know, they don't have to deal with health care or school or public schools or any of that, and they're not sending their kids to war, you know, and they are lying because that's where their paycheck comes from, toeing the line, you know, and they're just doing the crappiest job. And history will tell not only that Bush is the worst president we've ever had, but that the media sorely failed, and hopefully they'll learn from it. And so I don't know what it's going to take to get people to learn, though. I don't know. People just have to keep walking in the streets and standing up.
Yeah, I think this helps.
I think so. What's your name?
John Perulis. I'm from Bright Path Video.
Cool. John Perulis. I'll remember that. Yeah, I think that the Christian right really has to be taken to task, because Christ's values do not jibe with what they're doing.
I think you would agree that the discussion on ethics in this country, in terms of foreign policy and religion, really needs to be substantially broadened.
It needs to be stepped up. I mean, they need to be talking about... They need to be talking about it on a national forum in many ways, in many places, many different pieces of media, different shows. You know, they should all be questioning it and talking about it from a morals and ethics points of view, and challenging these people who are doing this about their morals. They need to be confronted intellectually and with compassion, but with the truth. And they need to be, it needs to be shown to them that they're in denial. And as opposed to saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, of course they're wrong, haha. But they need to be shown how they're in denial and how they're not putting themselves in the shoes of those people over there. They're not saying, would I want a dictator deposed and for my children to be killed? Would I rather have a status quo and another option, even if it wouldn't work for 20 years? I'd really still rather have my child 20 years later, you know? So people are not putting themselves in the position of those people over in Iraq.
Yeah, you mentioned a key word, compassion. I think when you attack someone's belief system or their viewpoint, you run into a danger zone of just shutting them down. And it's like we almost forget how to talk to one another, you know.
Yeah. The moment you descend and also escalate into a yelling, shouting match. Not much is being learned by either party. Of course, neither thinks they have anything to learn from the other side, but of course that's incorrect. And so I think you need to ask people. I try to approach people with that, with the whole golden rule, do unto others thing. I really try to confront them with a scenario where the shoe's on the other foot, or they're wearing the shoes of the person that they're disregarding.
Would you say...
And that's, I think, one of the best techniques is to confront people with what it would be like for them if they were going through it.
Would you think that this discussion would benefit from more high-level religious people like the Pope and maybe some prominent Jewish and Islamic leaders to be as vocal as the religious right is vocal?
Well, I think I'm all for the Pope saying the war is wrong. I don't know what he's saying. But, you know, I don't agree with the Pope on too many things, and he's definitely out in left field as far as population control and the treatment of sexuality. But I'd welcome him being against the war as well as any other religious leader. Who I think really needs to step up is actually the people in this country who are fundamentalist Christian, but in the truest, in the true sense of what Christian is, which is to the concept of all loving all living together. Not no one living better than anyone else, because I do think you have to have room for people to bring themselves up and work for themselves, but if we don't figure out how to not provide for everyone, but to consider us as all of us and provide for ourselves in this world, you know, then we're not gonna survive on this planet. And I think that's what Christ's ideal was really no one left behind, you know. And I think that the right wing, rich corporate folks have no faith in that. In fact, they have the faith that will never come about. And so they figure they should go full speed ahead because that's their role and it's their rightful role. But I don't think that's true. I think that's a lack of faith. And it's a faith that Christ did have. And they should be confronted with that. The Christian leaders in this country should, of prominence, should stand up against the war and challenge those supporting the war.
Yeah, good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.